The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. You are listening to Fresh FM. This show is called Loud and Queer. It is LGBTQIA plus music for us and by us. I am here with you for the next hour. I've got a brand new track for you. In fact, it's so new that it hasn't come out yet. I get to preview this for you. It is by Arden England, and he is a proud Māori and queer artist. He's Ngāti Kahungunu, Te Ātiawa, and Kahu Ranaki Marae. And he had an EP that came out called I'm That Bitch, and it was number 4 on the official Aotearoa album charts. So this is a pretty cool big deal. We get to preview a remake of his track Ego. He has been granted the prestigious Waiata Takitahi grant to translate Ego into Te Reo Māori, and it is now a track called Whai Mai Rā. Comes out tomorrow, and I am super happy to preview that for you right now. This is Whai Mai Rā, Arden England.
Yeah.
That was Arden England. Brand new track coming out tomorrow, Whai Mai Rā. How good is it to hear queer dance music in Te Reo Māori? We're super lucky humans. I am Jo. This is Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I have another new track for you. It came out last week by the most excellent Simona Castricum in Nam, Melbourne. This is called Rupture, and it's off of her forthcoming album, which we can expect in September.
They say I'm the, they are. a sunrise, so strong, gentle like a butterfly, big shot, other girls go crazy. Tough guy, body like Hercules, he's the one everybody wants to be. My boy, the way you kiss me better. Can I practice on you? You can practice on me too. Take our time and we'll take it slow. Can I practice on you? You can practice on me too. Take our time and we'll take it slow. Just let me know, boy. Is this how you like it? I can provide it if you like the way it feels. So come open up to me, a new possibility. I'll be your supplier if you like the way it feels. Shy guy, he don't always say much. Body language, all in the way we touch. Those eyes cut me like a razor. Track star, baby gotta stay fit. Street fighter, good with his fingertips. My boy, never misbehaving. Can I practice on you? You can practice on me too. Take our time and we'll take it slow. Can I practice on you? You can practice on me too. Take our time and we'll take it slow. Just let me know, boy, is this how you like it?
Teeks with My Boy. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. That is the latest one from Teeks, and I really do think that he was attempting to break the internet with the sheer hotness of the music video for that. Go check it out. I played a brand new one from Myra Lee off of the album Capture the Flag, came out a couple of weeks ago, a song called 10. And you also heard Leilani Patau, a Hawaiian musician with a track called Bird Whistle. And first up there you heard Rupture by Simona Castricum. I fell into a bit of a Wikipedia hole, as one does, when I was putting together the show. I was sent this compilation of recordings from a band called Bikini Mutants, and it was re-released music that they recorded in the 80s. And I'm going to play you a track off of that called Fool's Paradise. But I'll let the connections roll on after this track. And maybe you'll be able to work out where I was going with those connections when I come back and talk you all through it. But here is Fool's Paradise by Bikini Mutants.
We'll be right back. It's not a matter for discussion, but a way to survive, a way to get high. First we'll have a smoke, then we'll cruise the night skies, the city built on red. I love built on walls.
This is Horrorhead by Curve. And before that, you heard Snow Pony with A Way to Survive off of their 90s album. And before that, My Bloody Valentine with Blown a Wish. And first up there, Bikini Mutants with Fool's Paradise. And if you were playing along at the beginning, I said I fell down a Wikipedia hole with this. And the Wikipedia hole is that all of those songs feature queer people called Debbie. And they're mostly the same person. So the bassist in Bikini Mutants was also the bassist in My Bloody Valentine and Snow Pony. And her name is Debbie Gooch. Now, the link to Curve is somewhat tenuous because a member of Snow Pony was called Debbie Smith, and they were also a member of Curve. And look, any opportunity to play Curve on my radio show, shout out Simona, is a good opportunity, and I'm taking it. I have got another 15 minutes left with you. This is a track from Public Figures, also from NAMM. It's called Cut It Out. You're listening to Loud and Queer.
We'll be right back. in a see-through plastic bag. M&M's at the main entrance. I'll give you everything I am. Everything. Damp bass, second from the bunker. I got inside. Belts round their necks, belts round their thighs. Pump powder with all the cash. Sit, plastic bags. Please remove all your layers on your body.
Scanner by Uche Yara. You've been listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I am going to leave you with Kate Nash and her cover of Famine by Sinead O'Connor. Please, please get in touch. loudandqueer.nz is the website. Love to hear from you. Ka kite. Until next time.
Okay, I want to talk about Ireland. Specifically, I want to talk about the famine. About the fact that there never really was one. There was no famine. See, Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All the other food, meat, fish, vegetables were shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while Irish people starved. And then, in the middle of all this, they gave us money not to teach our children Irish. And so we lost our history. And this is what I think is still hurting me. See, we're like a child that's been battered. Has to drive itself out of its head because it's frightened. Still feels all the painful feelings, but they lose contact with the memory. And this leads to massive self-destruction. Alcoholism, drug addiction, all desperate attempts at running. And in its worst form becomes actual killing. And if there is ever gonna be healing, there has to be remembering then grieving, so that there can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. There was no famine, was no famine.
There was no famine, no famine.
There was no famine,
no famine, no famine.
American Army regulation says you mustn't kill more than 10% of a nation, because to do so causes permanent psychological damage. It's not permanent, but they didn't know that. Anyway, during the supposed famine, we lost a lot more than 10% of our nation through deaths on land or ships of emigration. But what finally broke us was not starvation, but its use in the controlling of our education. Schools go on about Black 47, on and on about the terrible famine, but what they don't say say is in the truth. There never really was one. Was no famine.
There was no famine.
There never really was one. Take responsibility for destruction that it's caused, for its empire and now Commonwealth. They left us uninformed and we are lost, like the reality of our history, like decades of land we invade, not just killing, crushing culture, taking away identity and heritage, tradition and music, therefore love, confidence and understanding about who you are and where you're from and what you're made of. It's essential that we educate. There's blood on hands and guilt at stake. England needs a hug. It's backed itself into a corner like a scared dog. If we can learn the truth with compassion and understanding, we can move forward, and then we can learn not to pass on our trauma. And if there is ever gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and grieving, so that there can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. And if there is ever gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and grieving, so that there can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you, or your group, would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.